People try many ways to keep down their weight, but sometimes the only option appears to be surgery to lose weight. And that may have surprising benefits for friends and family. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
As a doctor, Gary Wisner knew all about the benefits of exercise and a healthy diet. As an orthopedic surgeon, he also knew that excess weight was harmful for the joints. Even so, as years went by, his weight went up and up. He weighed 288 pounds at 5'7".
I would go on a diet, I would lose weight, and then I'd put it back on. So my rebound was out of control as anything. No matter what I did, I would put my weight back on.
His medications for diabetes and hypertension were beginning to fail. The last resort, says Wisner, surgery to reduce his stomach size and his appetite.
My weight is 169 pounds, and I fluctuate occasionally to 173, and I go back down to 169. So for the last 5 years, I've been between 169 and 173 pounds.
A total weight loss of over 110 pounds. And in an interesting twist, it wasn't just Wisner who benefited from the surgery. His family did too.
My daughter would be considered obese, and she dropped weight dramatically. My wife would just be, I would say, overweight, and she went back down to her ideal body weight.
Now, it turns out this is somewhat typical. Dr. John Morton performed Wisner's surgery.
I really do think that obesity is a family disease.
Morton directs bariatric surgery at Stanford University.
We all gather around the table to enjoy a meal together, and we learn lessons when we do that. Just like you impart morals to your sons and your daughters, you can do the same thing around the dinner table as well. And it can be either good or bad. You know, we see that all the time.
Studies show that friends and family gain weight together. But over the years, Morton also noticed the opposite. Like Gary Wisner's family, the overweight sons, daughters, and spouses of his bariatric patients lost weight too. So Morton decided to do a formal study and track families of 35 patients who had gastric bypass. 1 year after the surgery, other obese family members did indeed lose weight, between 8 and 45 pounds.
This was noteworthy in that these patients were able to accomplish that just by coming to the same visits that the bariatric surgery patient did.
The so-called halo effect.
I think most of the family members who came wanted to help out their spouse or their dad or whoever it might be, and they wanted to support them, and they supported them by making healthy food choices, exercising together.
Family members lost about 4 to 5% of their initial body weight, enough weight loss to bring down the risk of obesity-related heart disease and diabetes. Now, another study across the country turned up similar findings, but not just with family. Tricia Leahy is a psychologist at Brown University.
Shape Up Rhode Island is an annual competition that occurs in the state of Rhode Island, and individuals join with coworkers, friends, family members.
Who make up teams, about 4 to 10 people. They compete to see which team loses the most weight over 3 months. Leahy found the biggest losers were on the same teams, suggesting significant social influence even on the job.
Your coworker a couple doors down says you want to go out to lunch, and you might choose to go to a salad shop versus a pizza joint to keep your calories low and achieve your weight loss goals with each other. Whereas if you didn't necessarily have that person there, you don't necessarily have that accountability.
Leahy says more states and work sites are setting up weight loss competitions similar to the one in Rhode Island, and that could offer a hopeful sign in battling the nation's obesity epidemic. Socially contagious weight loss. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
And that's your health for this Monday morning.